This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dirty Work Wednesday on the Z Morning Zoo.
What the heck are you guys doing? Trying to ruin my life and make me look like a freaking idiot?
Call 104.5.
Hello?
Hello?
For God's sake, who are you?
You're going to get it now.
Hello? Dirty Work.
Dirty Work Wednesday.
Hello. So you think you can help me?
Yeah, we can help you.
Dirty Work Wednesday is on the air at 473-1045. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Jana.
Hey, Jana, what can we do for you on this Dirty Work Wednesday?
So I got ghosted by this guy, but he actually didn't technically ghost me. He just sort of dumped me out of nowhere, and he won't tell me why.
Oh, okay. What's this guy's name?
It's Chris.
Okay, so give me a little bit of background here. Give me like the 1 minute summary of you and Chris, the good years.
Okay, so I met Chris on Match, and that was about 2 months ago, and went on our first date, and it went great. Like, there was definitely a connection.
Okay, so far so good.
Yeah, so we decided to go out again. And that leads to, of course, a few more dates. And again, still everything is going great. Like, at this point, I'm, like, finally starting to think I found someone.
Okay. And so now I feel like we're getting to the part where the bottom drops out.
Yeah. So 2 weekends ago, we decided to go on a trip. Nowhere crazy. You know, maybe somewhere we could just have, like, a fun weekend. So I suggested going to Charlotte. My favorite cousin works at a bar out there. And she's always telling me to come to visit. Plus, she always wanted to meet Chris. So Charlotte's way to go. So we went
to I love Charlotte. I think it's one of my favorite cities to visit. Okay, so did the weekend in Charlotte go as expected?
Yes, it did. We got a hotel room. We go out to eat. We take in some of the sites. We go to my cousin at her bar. We had a great night. It was a good time.
Okay.
We get back to the room, and we basically have our first time in the hotel room.
Hi-oh! Oh. Okay. So, without getting into too many details, how did that part go?
It was good. There were a few areas we could probably improve on, but mostly it was good.
Okay.
Now, what were the areas of improvement?
No.
I want to know.
No, we don't need to know any of that. We're good.
Well, can you tell me where the areas that, like, you need to improve on? Or was it areas that he needs to improve on?
Let's just say there's a certain skill that some men have that he could probably work on a little bit. But to be fair, I mean, we were both pretty drunk.
Okay, good. I mean, if it's what I'm thinking of, then that can be kind of awkward when somebody's not good at it.
Enough. Are you satisfied with the answer?
Yes.
Okay,
I am.
Then moving on. Okay, so you have this great Charlotte weekend, and then what?
Okay, so then we get back at him for a couple of days, which is not really a big deal. I mean, it's Monday, back to work mode, all of that. And Tuesday, he could have been busy. So on Wednesday, I text him just something like, so do you want to hang out this weekend? And he writes me back, listen, didn't want to do this over a text, but I don't think we should see each other anymore. I feel like we're too different.
Too different?
What?
What does that mean? You're Android, he's iPhone, you're Republican, he's a Democrat?
Popeye's Chick-fil-A?
did he clarify at all?
Well, yeah. Like, I asked him, and I was like, well, you know, what do you mean we're too different? And he was like, I just feel like we should stop now before things get too close to a relationship, because I don't think it would work. We're too different. So I asked him again, like, different how? And he goes, it's just our personalities. We're too different.
His whole reason sounds like just an excuse for the real reason.
Oh, my God. Like, yes, I'm so glad to hear you say that, because that's exactly what I thought. Like, I feel like this whole we're too different thing is him trying to not tell me the real reason.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this. What do you think the real reason is?
I honestly have no idea. I mean, I thought everything was going great. Like, we seriously got along great. Like, and then after this weekend, it was like all of a sudden we're too different.
Okay, so listen, based on our experience with these little scenarios, what it usually means is you said or did something he wasn't expecting, okay? So let me run down a couple of quick questions for you if you don't mind.
Sure.
Okay, on a scale of 1 to 10, how drunk did you get when you guys were together, like, during your Wild Charlotte weekend?
Probably like the 7. I mean, which, to be fair, probably would have been a 5, but my cousin kept giving us both free drinks.
Okay, but you weren't, like, swinging from the chandelier, ripping your clothes off or anything like that?
No.
Okay. All right, scale of 1 to 10, how crazy was the bedroom thing, like, with it being your first time?
Not crazy at all. Maybe like a 5.
Okay.
I mean, everything was pretty normal.
Okay. And then it's not like he could judge you by your apartment or anything because you were at a hotel.
Okay, so. I have a question. Did anybody sh** the bed at the hotel?
No, nothing like that happened. Nobody puked. Nobody had any accidents.
Okay, you had to ask that question, didn't you?
I mean, everyone's thinking it, and I'm saying, like, if a guy wakes up next to a girl and a turd, he's probably dumping her. That's all.
Okay, so I guess it's time we heard from Chris. Jana, hang on the line. We got to get Chris's number from you, and we'll see if too different actually means too different, or that's an excuse like we think. All right, so let's find out. We are about to call Chris, the guy. Let's see what the real reason behind this breakup is.
Keto crash.
You're betting on keto crash?
No.
Does too different mean too different, or is it an excuse for something else? We're going to find out if this guy answers.
Hello?
Yeah, can I speak to Chris, please?
This is Chris.
Hey, Chris, this is the Z Morning Zoo radio show. Nick and Ashley on Z104. How are you today?
Are you serious?
Yes, we sure are. How's it going?
Oh, good. How are you guys?
We're good. So, listen, do you have time to answer a couple of questions for us this morning?
About what?
So, we got an email from this girl named Jana. I guess you dated her a while ago and then you guys broke up?
Okay.
So, in her email, she was like, you know, Chris was a great guy. I really love spending time with him, but something happened, and he said we were too different. I think he was trying to be nice to spare my feelings, but I sort of want to know the real reason he thought we should break up, because if I did something wrong or said something wrong, I would hate to do it again in the future. So, we kind of felt bad for this girl, so I emailed her back, and I told her that we would find out the real reason. So, basically, the question is, what did this girl do? Because I'm sure the whole we're too different thing was just kind of you being a nice guy, like a cover-up.
All right. Well, no, yeah. Well, she didn't really do anything wrong. She just kind of surprised me when she spent the night, I guess.
Okay. So,
like, surprise you by hiding underneath the bed, like, or surprise you by putting her finger in your butt or something?
No. It was nothing like that. Nothing like that.
Okay, well, what was it? I mean, I'm sure this girl wants to know in case she makes the same mistake again.
Okay, so this is going to sound kind of stupid, but, you know, we decided to take a trip, this trip out of town. She tells me that her cousin works at a bar in Charlotte, and we can go visit there, right?
Right, so, yeah, so you go to Charlotte, you get the hotel room, you go visit the cousin. That was all in this email.
Yeah, okay. So the night that we went to visit her cousin, like, she's the manager of the bar. She keeps giving us drinks after drinks all night long. We ended up getting pretty hammered, pretty drunk. We go back to the hotel, and we start making out and stuff. And up until this point, we had never had sex, right? So this was going to be, like, our first time, okay?
Okay.
So now, keep in mind, it's the first time I've seen her without her clothes on. And she has a great body and stuff, but when she takes her pants off, she has tattoos that completely cover her butt. Like imagine if a dude had, like, a sleeve done. This chick had, like, every inch of her butt done like a sleeve.
Okay, all right. So what? She had a butt sleeve, so.
Butt sleeve?
Yeah. Continue.
Yeah, she had a butt sleeve. But that's not the weird part.
Okay.
So I'm, like, looking at these tattoos, and they're all, like, these evil-looking monsters and demons.
Oh,
yeah, so, like, I'm like, I'm sorry, what are these? And she's like, get this. She goes, it's every character from the World of Warcraft. I got a tattoo of all of
what?
Them.
Wait, World of Warcraft? Is that still a thing?
I guess so. And honestly, I don't care about that, but do me a favor and look up some of these characters.
Oh,
like Google World of Warcraft. I mean, okay. These things are hideous looking.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. It just did. She has all of these things, these evil things on her ass.
Yes. And it was covered. Like, there wasn't a small tattoo. They were all, like, massively huge.
Okay. Did you ask her why she did it?
Yeah, I did. She just said she used to be really into that game.
Okay, yeah, used to be. I don't even know if anybody even plays that game anymore. Why would you get a tattoo that covers your entire ass of these things I'm looking at?
Right? That's like saying, I used to really be into that show Melrose Place, so I got the entire cast photo tattooed on my ass.
What? All right, so what did you do? Did you finish off the evening's activities?
I mean, yeah.
Okay.
But the whole night, I'm just keep thinking, like, why in the hell is all that stuff covering your ass?
Yeah, that's...
I'm surprised you didn't have nightmares all night about having sex with a gargoyle or something.
No, I know. Well, the whole night, I'm thinking, I'm like, okay, she's 23 now, but what are those things going to look like when she's 40? I mean, they look scary now.
Oh, yeah. No, you're right. Staring at a demon on your 23-year-old girlfriend's butt is one thing, but at age 40, that thing's going to look like butter that's been sitting out in the sun too long, you know? So that's the real reason?
That's the big one. That's the big reason, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, she's a great person, though. I couldn't see myself looking at that every time, like, she got out of the shower or was in a swimsuit or we were sleeping together or whatever. Like, it just freaked me out too much, man.
Well, there are certainly worse reasons to stop seeing one. I think some people might find this reason a little petty, but I don't.
I mean, I was going to say just keep the lights off all the time or, like, put a blanket over it, but... I mean, you're right. You're going to see it all the time.
Yeah.
No matter what. Plus, what if she keeps adding to it? Like, what if she starts throwing Pokemon characters on there or Game of Thrones or, like, I don't know, evil things?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Like I said, it just kind of freaked me out. But she's a really cool chick, nice girl, and I definitely hope she finds someone who likes that stuff as much as, you know, she does. But.
Okay. Well, there you have it. Now we know. Thanks for giving us the real story, Chris.
Yeah, no problem.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.